Twins and White Sox on Wednesday. Jose Berríos going for Minnesota. He gave up an early run on Wednesday. But in the bottom of the second inning, Brian Dozier is up with first and third, two down. Dozier picks up his starter as he steps in against David Holmberg of the White Sox.
Now the 2-1. There's a drive to right down the line, deep in the corner. That's going to get down for a base hit. Hits the wall. Buxton scores. Castro to third base. He'll be stopped by Gene Glenn. An RBI double from Dozier. And this game is tied at one.
On the verge, perhaps, of walking Sano. Lip right to the center field. Very high, very deep. Gone into the second deck. And Sano has tied the game. A 3-0 pitch. Hammered a long way to the opposite field.
A good crowd here. Most of them are on their feet watching Sano tag home plate. Home run number 18 for Sano.
Through Abreu's glove, a run will score. Vargas to third base, and Kepler's hit a couple of bullets against the lefty Holmberg.
Another good at bat for Kepler. He got a fastball in his first at bat. Got a base hit. This one here, something slower that he waited back nicely on it.
Could be two. And Adrianza beats it out as Anderson juggled it a little bit at second base, and Vargas scores. Yeah,
another mistake right there. Anderson committed an error against Grossman, and right here, it's not an error because it's a fielder's choice, but maybe a tailor-made double play.
And the 2-2, swing and a miss, he struck him out. The fastball up and inside, and Berríos with strikeout number 6, third time he has fanned Davidson tonight. And here it comes, breaking ball, check swing, he went, strike 3. Berríos has retired 12 straight Chicago hitters. And here's the pitch, he got him, strike 3 swinging, not close on a curveball. 8 strikeouts for Berríos tonight, 1 out.
Minnesota makes it 2 straight over the White Sox. Wednesday's final is 4-2 Twins. Jose Berríos wins his 4th straight start. He is 7-1. He retired 12 straight at one point. He goes 8 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and strikes out 8. The Twins ride the pitching of Jose Berríos to pick up a 4-2 victory over the White Sox on Wednesday. After the game, here's Twins manager Paul Molitor.
Well, two parts. You know, I think the offensive side, it makes you a little apprehensive when you miss opportunities. We left a lot of guys out there. We had chances, it seemed like, almost every inning. They got a couple points early on Jose. But he was throwing the ball good even when they scored those couple of solo runs. And he settled in and really didn't have a lot of trouble that he had to deal with after that. That eighth inning was huge to after the leadoff hit to get the strikeout and the one pitch double play, trying to measure when to how far to let him go there in the eighth. And then, good things offensively. Dozier had a nice hit opposite way and Miggy hitting a 3-0 homer. Some of those big things offensively that help us enable to win the game. I think there's a lot to be said about, the path that he's been on. He's gone deep now a couple times when we've needed it. When Irvin's had a couple shorter starts preceding him, which has really picked us up collectively. But I think that he's starting to understand a little bit how to maintain. He hasn't had a ton of adversity, but he still, navigates himself pretty well. I thought there was a stretch there in the 6th or 7th inning. We started overthrowing his slider a little bit, but he had good enough fastball command to trust to get back on track.
Jose Berríos improved to 7-1, throwing 8 innings of 2-run baseball. Here's Berríos following his latest outstanding start.
Right now I feel great. That's good. I got quality start in a row. But right now I don't think about that. Just I try to stay humble, stay on the earth, and keep enjoying the moment and help the team keep competing.
What was the game plan coming in against these guys, and how were you able to execute it so well?
Tonight, you're trying to take the hitter in on the play. So that's what I'm trying to do tonight. We do it. So, and be ahead of the count, and then use secondary pitches. So that's what I got successful night.
How easy is it to maintain that composure when your teammates, they're getting hits but not exactly bringing in the run, so a little bit of a closer ball game? How do you keep that focus and composure?
Some day they hit, some day not, but that's how we play the game. So every day you have to go out there, compete, no matter how many runs you have, you know, with the team. So just be out there and try to pitch and try, keep, you know, and keep the game close. So that's what I do tonight. And, you know, I feel really, really pumped up. So thanks God I got another win.
Miguel Sano hit his 18th home run of the season in the bottom of the third. That tied up the game at two. Here's Sano and his hit and the way the team is playing.
You know, we really do a good job over there. And the hitter, too. And we are trying to put the ball in play and try to win the game every day.
What was going through your mind when you're given the green light on that 3-0 count? Were you thinking home run right off the bat?
You know, yesterday they gave me a green light, too, and today, too. And yesterday I missed a pitch. I tried to pull in today. Now I tried to save it to the middle, and I get a chance they can hit a homer.
You guys are still searching for consistency here in front of the home crowd. What can a win like tomorrow to get the sweep do for you guys going forward here at Target Field?
You know, every win is good for us. Try to come here to the field, play the game, try to win the game.
The series continues Thursday afternoon with Nick Turley pitching for the Twins against Jose Quintana of the White Sox.